Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
He was the finest attacking player that ever had the privilege of coaching. That's all you needed to hear from Hall of Fame coach Jerry Yeagley on Ken Snow, who passed away Sunday due to complications from COVID-19. Today would have been Ken's 51st birthday. Snow, the all-time leading career scorer, 196 points, ranking him sixth on the NCAA scoring list, four first-team All-America selections, two Herman Trophy winners as National Player of the Year, a prominent member of Coach Jerry's 88 title team, if you'll recall. Of his 84 career goals, a single season record still stands, 28. That came in 1987. Indiana University men's soccer mourning the loss of the most highly decorated player to ever slip on a Hoosier jersey, Ken Snow. We'll remember good friend and slow pitch Hall of Famer Jim Dunning coming ahead in my next report. Our thought for the day on this Tuesday, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Our friendship spanned close to 45 years, and remembering some of those brought to light Monday night at the funeral chapel, paying my respects to softball Hall of Famer Jim Dunning, who left us last week at the age of 76. I played against him many, many times over the decades when his Bloomington Merchants ruled the Bloomington Softball Association at an old softball show back in the day called Balls and Strikes. I tagged him then, the quiet assassin, when he stepped to the plate, what with that fluid, sweet swing of his that would send softball flying high into the night and long gone. An avid bowler, we'd roll a few lines, be it suburban or classic, competitive, you bet, but very quietly. He loved horse racing. He loved his Chicago White Sox. He managed Sears. I remember I bought my first lawnmower from him in the early 70s. Come with a guarantee? His reply, you're looking at it. That's how a friendship was formed back nearly 45 years ago. Great hubby for over 50 years to Gail, kids Lynn, Scott, and Jim. A great pop to them. R.I.P. J.D. By the way, if you missed it, the players overwhelmingly rejected MLB's 60-game proposal. The vote Monday was 33-5. Hey, Rob, you got a schedule for us here before the leaves fall off the trees? Have a great one today. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.